USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A cheering and applauding crowd of sailors aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt said goodbye to their captain, who was relieved of his command after he raised concerns about a coronavirus outbreak on his ship. Acting Navy Secretary Thomas Modley said the ship's commander, Captain Brett Crozier, who was ousted on Thursday, demonstrated poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. The Roosevelt is an aircraft carrier with a crew of nearly 5,000 soldiers. The ship, which was operating in the Pacific, pulled into port in Guam last week after multiple crew members tested positive for the virus. Modley said he had no doubt in his mind that Captain Crozier did what he thought was in the best interest of his crew. Unfortunately, he said it did the opposite. It raised the alarms of the families of the sailors with no plans to address those concerns. Modley also said he'll get reassigned. He's not thrown out of the Navy. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Donald Trump has informed Congress that he is removing Michael Atkinson, the inspector general who flagged the Ukraine whistleblower complaint. In a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, the president said, "This is to advise you I am exercising my power as president to remove from office the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community." The letter also says, "It is vital that I have the fullest confidence in the appointees serving as Inspectors General. This is no longer the case with this particular Inspector General." The firing is to take place in 30 days. Pop singer Pink, who said she's recovering from COVID-19, announced via Twitter that she's donating $1 million to help healthcare professionals in the fight against coronavirus. Half will go to Philadelphia's Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund, and the other $500,000 will go to the Los Angeles Emergency Fund. Pink's mother worked at Temple for 18 years, according to the singer. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
America is remembering a civil rights icon. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
This Saturday marks the anniversary of the assassination of civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream.
On April 4th, 1968, at 6:01 p.m. local time, Dr. King was struck by a sniper's bullet while standing on the balcony in front of his room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. King was rushed to a nearby hospital, but he was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Authorities later arrested James Earl Ray. He confessed to King's assassination, but later recanted his confession. He died in prison in 1998. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
National retail powerhouse Walmart will now limit the number of customers allowed inside its stores and launch new efforts to keep shoppers only moving one direction. Only 5 customers per 1,000 square feet can enter a Walmart, which will be about 20% of each locale's listed capacity. And many stores next week, markers will be put down to direct shoppers on one-way foot traffic, so more customers can avoid coming into close contact with each other as they shop. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.